Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
We got Schmooze coming in studio, so I want to wear my Steve Summers sweatshirt that I made. So I couldn't wear both things, so otherwise I would have been in Knicks gear today. But looking forward to having Steve Summers 1 hour from now to promote his new book, Me Here, You There. I think you could pre-order it now. He'll give us all the details, but it comes out officially in November. I read it. I loved it, so we can't wait to talk to Steve. No question, a WFAN legend, but also fired up about the Knicks tonight.
There's no doubt, and Steve's going to – it's going to be a fun conversation. Royalty, always welcome. That's stating the obvious, so I'm going to look forward to that. By the way, let me just give you something on the Knicks very quickly here. I know the Jet phones are lighting up again with that Woody rant, but really quick, right? So what I told Sal to start the show is that these seasons are generally, these types are generally among my least favorite, where, which sounds idiotic. The Knicks are obviously going to be really good, so why would they be among the least favorite? Because you almost don't enjoy the wins as much because there's such a critical analysis, okay? That was my take early in the show. But however, to appreciate where we are, I'm going to give you... In ascending order, starting point guard from back in the day up until Jalen, not in the 80s, but not even in the 90s, from 2009.
Oh, boy.
Chris Duhon, Ray Felton, who's actually okay, Tony Douglas. Remember Tony Douglas?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Ray Felton again, Pablo Prigioni, Shane Larkin, Jose Calderon, D. Rose, respect, Ramon Sessions, jeez. Trey Burke. Alonzo Trier, who's supposed to be the scorer. God. Elfrid Payton. Kemba Walker.
Yeah.
And then, thank God, St. Jalen arrived on
the
scene.
Yeah, you're right, but it's all relative. Like, it's on a scale. It's not as fun because there is less room to have a successful season. When it's championship or bust, anything short of a championship is going to hurt. It's going to sting. But the ride getting there... You hope is fun with a big regular season, with excitement and reason to believe in the postseason that maybe this will be the year. But if you compare, even with it being, you know, the higher expectation, so it's less fun because if you fall short of the championship, it's a failure. You'd rather have this every single time than what we lived through for 20-something years.
I'm one of the idiots who really never stopped watching them.
Yeah, come on.
I don't blame you. I mean, you're talking about, like, the Van Horn years and the Marbury years and even, like, the Francis year. Like, I'm talking about after that, too. Like, I'm watching them. Like, it really felt a lot like the Jets.
I wonder what year for me was the breaking point as far, like, it slowly was chipping away.
Yeah.
You know, 2000 was like, what the hell happened? They lost to the Raptors in the first round. And then after that...
Was it when they got, like, Penny Hardaway or Jalen Rose and some of these guys started showing up?
I was actually covering them a little bit at the time because I was just started the fan in 2003. And then I was going to get tape in, like, 2004. So I remember covering them with Lenny Wilkins and Penny Hardaway.
Yeah, sure.
The year that they made the playoffs and got swept by the Nets when Isaiah's like, welcome to the postseason. Like, give me a break.
Tim Thomas.
So I was still into it then, but I think it was just slowly chipping away. And maybe, like, the first thing that really just was a knife through the heart was when Van Gundy left and it was Don Chaney taking over. But then even Larry Brown, Isaiah, we mentioned Lenny Wilkins, like, just over the years, I don't know, I think it was slowly chipping away. And when you talk about 5, 10, 15 years of futility.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it just adds up to, like, I gotta watch it. I can't watch Frank Williams anymore. Mike Sweeney, like, I'm sorry.
Frank Williams from Illinois.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And you know what? It's funny because the way the game was going back then, the way the game was growing internationally, you had all these European players. Like, that was the first wave-ish of European players coming that were elevated, whether it was Dirk and obviously some others. So they couldn't get a European star. They couldn't get, whether it's LeBron or others, to come here and take the money. They couldn't draft right. There was really no elements of the Knicks that was even functional. There were lawsuits at the Garden. I mean, it was a full-blown disaster.
I mean, some of those. You have their encyclopedia up?
I am their encyclopedia. What do you need?
Some of the win totals for those years. Yeah.
I remember, like, one year they won 23 games and 18 games.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you go over those years, I got it. Franchise index.
Okay, you got it? Year by year. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, we don't think we have to go over every
year. No, I know. But start where you think you checked out.
Just to give you an example, I mean, like, all right, so 2000, I mentioned 50 wins. 2001 was when they got bounced by the Raptors in the first round.
Yep.
After that, dude, you're talking about they won 39 games in 2004. That was the year they made the playoffs, got swept by the Nets. Isaiah, welcome to the playoffs.
Yep.
What we're talking about, like, they didn't have a 40 win season, like 40.
Until 2010.
And it was 33, 23, 33, 23, 32, 29. Yeah, like 42 wins in 2010. That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So in those years from like 2005 to 2010, I mean, come on. And then even after that, even after a few successful years, 37, 17, 32, 31, 29, 17, 21. Like, good God. That's not just disappointing basketball. That is like bottom of the barrel embarrassment, New York Knicks basketball.
I think that was the worst for me. I mean, as much as the Isaiah stuff was crazy and odd and dysfunctional, I think after that, after D'Antoni.
Correct. After D'Antoni and Woodson after Woodson, really.
When you got into, like, Fisher and then Rambis coming in as, remember Kurt Rambis was the interim for a little bit? And then Hornacek and then Fizdale.
No.
Dude, 17 and 65, which they did twice in 2014 and in 2018. You go 17 and 65, that's like losing 115 games for the Yankees or the Mets or the Jets or the Giants going 1-16. That is 17 wins.
Come on, dude. That's just unacceptably bad. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Wow. Some calls on the Knicks. Mitchell is in Fort Lee, New Jersey. What's up, Mitch?
Mitch.
Hello, BT. Hello, Sal. How you guys doing? First time I called since the Yankee debacle, but that's over with. We can talk about that another day. Let's talk about the Knicks today.
Okay.
Sal, I have to agree with you. I think the Knicks should give Thibodeau one more year. These are my reasons, and this is why I say Brown, I'm not so thrilled about Brown, but we'll see what happens. Thibodeau had no bench last year. Look what they brought onto the bench this year. The players that they have, you'll be able to go 9 or 10 deep, where the Knicks only went last year 7 deep. Brown hasn't won anything big when he was with Cleveland. He hasn't won with the Lakers. He's just a bad coach.
Mitch, hold on. To say he's a bad coach is ridiculous. Number one, you're assuming that Tom Thibodeau would use the bench pieces the way Brown will. He has a reluctance or an aversion to that, number one. Now, I'm not saying Mike Brown is Pat Riley. To say he's a bad coach is just factually and really disrespectfully wrong.
Okay, but BT, hold on a second. You're saying that, but he had the players to do it. He couldn't win the big games, Brown. That's how he went. He had a good team with Cleveland. He had a great team with the Lakers, and he couldn't win. So I mean, that's part of it. But you're right. Let's do that. But with Thibodeau, you don't think he would have went deeper if he had a bench last year? We all complained. You and Sal both said that if he had a bigger bench, they would have had a better chance. They didn't have a bench. They had nobody. They went six. They had one player, maybe two, and after that, they were dead. They had a player that couldn't even hit a free throw.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
They have a better, and thank you for the call, Mitch. They do have a better bench. That's you can't question that. So I would have liked to have seen how Tibbs managed it with a better bench. I can't question Tibbs for not going to the bench last year when the guys were scrubs.
Mm-hmm.
Now they got a better bench. You better be using Yabusele. You better be using Clarkson. Obviously, they're going to. They're going to get big minutes. That's going to help the Knicks along the way, not just in the regular season, but obviously in the playoffs as well. But Tibbs didn't have that luxury.
No, he didn't. The Knicks' second unit has a chance to be really good. Yeah. My only thing is, like, really good, like, very influential on the season. I just don't know if Tom Thibodeau would use them as much as I think Brown will. You know, the one thing about Mike Brown, and again, not saying he's an old-timer. I'm just saying he's good. And I'm saying that he's interesting. That's all I'm saying. And he's an offensive guy, unlike Tibbs, who is a defensive guy. But does people look at the Cavaliers, young LeBron, Kobe, and Ron? Okay, I got that. To me, I think too many people ignore what happened in Sacramento. Now, you heard Matt Barnes talk about that, where basically the Sacramento Kings turned on him and they didn't respect him, whatever. I mean, that's a trash organization that's got a lot of young players that maybe aren't as locked in as a Brunson or a Hart with that self-respect and character. Before he got there, the Kings had 27 wins, 31 wins, 31 wins, 31 wins. Mike Brown shows up, they go 48. And then the next year, 46. And then maybe they stop listening, or maybe he's not as good as whatever. Maybe he's got an expiration point. But to me, that's more impressive. Taking a moribund, like, dirt franchise and elevating them to almost 50 wins 2 years in a row than winning a lot of games with Kobe. Anybody could win with Kobe.
Right, but Tibbs did that, and yet we wanted him out of here. Tibbs elevated the franchise with Elfrid Payton. Elfrid Payton was a starting point guard. Julius Randle was nowhere near the player that he was, that he became under Tibbs in the beginning, you know, when the Knicks went to the four seed, whatever it was. Look at that roster.
No, it was terrible.
Reggie Bullock.
Nerlens Noel, oh. He was playing. No, it was terrible.
Terrible. And that, to me, is coaching. Now, they're two different style coaches. I just choose to believe in what Tibbs has to offer more so than Brown, but we're going to see it. I mean, they better be high-octane offense up and down the floor every single night. They have the pieces in place to do it. They've got the head coach with the offensive system and philosophy and scheme, whatever you want to say. Now they got to go out there and do it. But they're going to be, he's coming in year one. I mean, name a coach in New York that comes to New York City year one as expected to win the World Series. I mean, Joe Torre took over a team that was ready with Buck. I don't know about World Series.
World Series was not felt. It was like, okay, they're good. Yeah. No, that was not like this.
So, but give me the, generally that doesn't
happen.
I'm trying
to think maybe Dan Reeves with the Giants. I'm trying to, you got to go back a ways either way. I feel you.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of criticisms here. You know, I would just say this about Tom Thibodeau, and I respect the counterpoint. I really do, because it's not a layup of an answer, because Tom Thibodeau's really good and we've got a lot of respect for him. He got 5 years. Like, to me, 5 years is enough. Now, people who wanted a year number six, I get it. You know that I didn't want that. I don't think it's fair. I'm not that you're saying this, or even a lot of callers. I don't think that Tom Thibodeau was done dirty by the Knicks. I just think that maybe some of you who think he earned more runway, I can see that, but I don't think Tom Thibodeau was done wrong.
Yeah, no, I don't think
by the New York Knicks.
I don't think he was done dirty. I just wouldn't have done it. I think they made a mistake. But no, done dirty? No, I don't think he was done dirty.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.